Today on the Daily Scoop podcast from the Scoop News Group. NASA pushes back on GAO's cyber recommendations for spacecraft. And trade groups say CISA's incident reporting requirements go too far. It's Friday, May 3rd, 2024. Welcome to the Daily Scoop podcast, where you'll hear the latest news and trends facing government leaders. I'm the host of the Daily Scoop podcast, Billy Mitchell. Here are today's top headlines. NASA isn't doing a good enough job incorporating cybersecurity practices into required agency policies, particularly for its major spacecraft projects. That's the top takeaway from a new audit by the Government Accountability Office released this week that warns that without these requirements, NASA could end up with inconsistent implementation of cybersecurity controls. The audit report details how NASA officials explain that a key reason they haven't yet incorporated this cybersecurity guidance into required acquisition policies and standards is because of the length of time it takes to do so. The GAO in turn acknowledged that the standard-setting process can take time, but maintained that it is essential that NASA do so. Spacecraft are incredibly dependent on software and IT, the report concludes. Even though the space agency has included cybersecurity elements in some of its contracts, they need to be standardized. For this reason, the GAO is recommending that the chief engineer, chief information officer, and the principal advisor for enterprise protection develop a specific timeline for actually updating spacecraft acquisition policies and standards to deal with cybersecurity threats. But NASA pushed back on some of the recommendations. Per the report, NASA's CIO said it was not feasible for there to be one set of essential controls for all mission spacecraft. GAO in turn pushed back on that response, writing that NASA should leverage its space security guide to determine the controls that address the likely threats to its spacecraft. On top of that, NASA did not want to commit to establishing a timeline, saying that it needed to carefully consider requirements. The space agency said that it had systems in place for dealing with risks of space. In other cybersecurity news, trade groups representing the electric, telecommunications, and finance sector said during a House hearing this week that a new draft rule for cyber incident reporting asks far too much of critical infrastructure entities and of CISA, the agency tasked with carrying out the law. The new cyber incident reporting mandate, set in motion by 2022's Cyber Incident Reporting for Critical Infrastructure Act, is one of the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency's biggest forays into a regulatory role, and it is proving to be a thorny one. The 447-page draft rule released in March would require select critical infrastructure companies to report significant cyber incidents within 72 hours and any ransomware payments within 24 hours. The rule was established largely for government to better understand the cyber landscape after multiple major cyber attacks, such as the SolarWinds espionage campaign, highlighted the fact that many attacks go unnoticed. Witnesses before the House Homeland Security Cybersecurity Subcommittee were largely in agreement that the rule is an important step for broader cyber awareness, but also too broad, increasing the likelihood of CISA becoming overwhelmed by reports. Meanwhile, frontline defenders, particularly smaller organizations, could be hampered by trying to both file reports and deal with an attack. CISA will not be able to keep up with the amount of data due to the broad definition of cyber incidents and who should report, the witnesses argued. And lawmakers seem to agree with them. Congressman Eric Swalwell said during his opening statement that non-relevant small and medium-sized businesses should not be overburdened by reporting requirements that can be both cumbersome and expensive to businesses and provide worthless data to CISA. And Congresswoman Yvette Clark, the former chair of the subcommittee that sponsored the bill, also said that CISA's rule went too far. Citing testimony from 2021, the New York Democrat said that lawmakers did not intend to subject everyone and every incident with reporting. For more news at the intersection of the federal government and technology, visit fedscoop.com. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Daily Scoop podcast, available on all podcast platforms. If you've already rated the podcast on your platform of choice, thanks so much. High ratings and good reviews of the show help more people to find it. The Daily Scoop podcast is a production of the Scoop News Group in Washington, D.C. Adam Butler and Carlin Fisher help put the show together, and the entire Scoop News Group team contributes. We'll be back next week with more top headlines. Until then, I'm your host, Billy Mitchell. Thanks so much for listening.